This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his productive two-day visit to Japan today. After attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit, on the first day, PM Modi met with the governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo today. Prime Minister highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures, collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership Initiative launched during 15th Annual Summit for Shared Progress. Prime Minister Modi urged the governors and Indian state governments to leverage the new initiative and forge partnerships in the fields of manufacturing, technology, innovation, mobility, next-generation infrastructure, startups and SMEs. Prime Minister invited the governors to participate in India's growth story. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture, in Shinkansen bullet train, and visited the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. After the factory visit, the Prime Minister Modi left for China to attend the SU summit. In a social media post, Prime Minister termed the visit as productive, saying may India-Japan friendship scale newer heights in the times to come. The 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization will begin tomorrow in Tianjin, China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate and join global leaders in the two-day deliberations. The summit will review 25 years of the organization's achievements and also adopt a 10-year development strategy. China is hosting the SCO summit for the fifth time with President Xi Jinping chairing the proceedings. More than 20 heads of state and 10 leaders of international organizations are expected to attend. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants, making this summit the largest and the most ambitious in the history of the organization.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Tianjin this afternoon to attend the 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Beginning tomorrow, the two-day summit will bring together heads of state of member countries, observer states, and partner organizations. The Prime Minister, along with other leaders, will deliberate on issues such as regional security, connectivity, sustainable development, and global cooperation. India's active participation highlights its commitment to strengthening multilateral dialogue and advancing shared development within the SCO framework. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that self-reliance in defense is not merely an option, but a condition for survival and progress. Addressing a defense conclave in New Delhi today, he said the government believes that self-reliant India can safeguard its strategic autonomy. Highlighting the success of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Singh said, "This operation is a shining example of the country's growing indigenous defense capabilities." He said that the precise strikes carried out by the armed forces on Pakistani targets using indigenous equipment demonstrated that no mission can be successful without vision, long preparation and coordination. In Jammu and Kashmir, the death toll in the cloudburst that struck Rajgarh Tehsil of Ramban district has risen to 4, while one person remains missing. The rescue teams have recovered 4 bodies from the affected area and efforts are ongoing to trace the remaining missing person. The cloudburst triggered flash floods, damaging property and affecting normal life in the region. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said he had spoken to Deputy Commissioner Ramban regarding the incident. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah also expressed condolences over the incident. In another incident in the region, 7 members of a family died after a landslide triggered by heavy rainfall flattened their house in a remote village in the Riyasi district early today. Rescue teams, including personnel from the police, SDRF and local administration, were dispatched immediately and all bodies have been recovered. The district administration has appealed to residents living in hilly and landslide-prone areas to remain alert and avoid staying in vulnerable structures during periods of heavy rain. India's real gross domestic product GDP is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26 at a 5-quarter high. And that is the end of this news bulletin.